Senator Halford. Senate will come back to order, please. Senator Halford. Senate will come back to order, please. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the engrossment be waived to committee substitute for House Bill 16, Finance Amendment Senate under Rule 43D.
Hearing no objections, the engrossment for Senate committee substitute for House Bill 16, Resources. Engrossment has been waived under Rule 43B. Mr. Majority Leader, where are you taking us next?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent we immediately go down the calendar. One bill.
House Bill 29. John, how many senators do we have on the floor? Senate will stand at ease. Thank you, Jack. The Senate will come back to order, please. All the senators will come to order.
There we go.
The Majority Leader has moved us to the next bill on the calendar, which is House Bill number 29. Madam Secretary, will you read the bill, please, for the members?
Committee substitute for House Bill number 29, financed by the Finance Committee, an act making, amending, transferring, and repealing operating and capital appropriations and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced.
Please continue.
The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Binkley, co-chairman, concurring, Senator Jarrah, Fisher, Duncan, Ewling, Hensley, and Bennett. There is a Senate Committee substitute finance.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move to ask the Finance Committee substitute be adopted under the original bill.
Hearing no objections, the Finance Committee substitute. The committee substitute for House Bill 29 has been adopted in lieu of the original bill and is before the Senate at this time.
Senate CS for House Bill number 29, financed by the Finance Committee. An act making, amending, transferring, and repealing operating and capital appropriations and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 29 because of the gross advance the third reading and place the final passage.
Hearing no objections, the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill number 29 is before the Senate in final passage.
CS for House Bill number 29, Finn, an act making, amending, transferring, and repealing operating and capital appropriations and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion?
Question.
Question's been called. The question being, shall the Senate adopt the Finance Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 29? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. And so the Senate has passed Senate CS for House Bill 29, Finance, by a vote of 18 yeas, 1 nay, 1 absent. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call on final passage of Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 29, Finance, be considered the roll call on the effective date clauses.
Hearing no objections, the roll call vote on the Senate CS for House Bill 29 Finance will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clauses. Madam Secretary, do we need to waive engrossment to get this to the House?
No, this wasn't an amendment. This is the Senate.
Right. If the House does not concur in these amendments, the conference committee will be Senator Binkley, Senator Ewling, Senator Eliason. Mr. Majority Leader, where on the calendar are we traveling to next?
To the bottom, Madam President.
To the bottom of the calendar. House Bill 284.
I move and ask unanimous consent we advance the consideration of committee substitute for House Bill 284, Finance.
Hearing no objections, we will advance on the calendar to House Bill 284. Yes, sir. The Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order, please. Senate will stand at ease. Go get them. While captured 15, the Senate will come back to order, please. The Senate will come back to order, please. We have House Bill 284 before the Senate. Madam Secretary, you read all the committee reports.
No, I haven't read the bill either.
Would you read the bill?
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 284, financed by the Finance Committee, an act making appropriation for capital projects and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute finance and do pass, signed Senator Binkley, co-chairman, concurring Senator Jara, Fisher, Duncan, Ewing, and Bennett.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Finance Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objections, the Finance Committee substitute, for House Bill 284 has been adopted in lieu of the original bill and is before the Senate. Passage.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 284, financed by the Finance Committee, an act making appropriations for capital projects and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 284 Finance be considered gross advance third reading, close to final passage.
Welcome, Senator Zara. Hearing no objections, the Finance Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 284 is before the Senate in final passage.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 284 Fin, an act making appropriations for capital projects and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion? Question has been called. The question being, shall the Finance Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 284 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. And so the Senate CS for CS for House Bill 284 Finance has passed the Senate by a vote of 16 yeas, 4 absent. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of the Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 284 Finance be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the roll call vote on final passage of Senate CS for CS for House Bill 284 Finance will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we go back up the calendar to committee substitute for House Bill 127 Finance Amendment.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will move back up the calendar to the middle for House Bill 127.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 127 Finance Amended by the Finance Committee, an act making supplemental appropriations for fiscal year 1987 and prior fiscal years and providing for an effective date. Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute finance and do pass, signed Senator Binkley, co-chairman, concurring Senator Jara, Fisher, Duncan, Hensley, and Bennett, and attached the House letter of intent, suggested it be adopted. Senator Ewing signed a recommendation. It was returned to the Finance Committee, and the Finance Committee again recommended adoption of the original Senate SCS and do pass. Signed Senator Binkley, co-chairman, concurring Senators Jara, Fisher, Duncan, Ewing, Hensley, and Bennett.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 127 Finance be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objections, the Finance Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 127 has been adopted in lieu of the original bill and is before the Senate.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 127 Finance, an act making supplemental appropriations for fiscal year 1987 and prior fiscal years and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
There are no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 127 Finance be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, and place in the final passage.
Hearing no objections, the Finance Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 127 is before the Senate in final passage.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 127 Finance, an act making supplemental appropriations for fiscal year 1987 and prior fiscal years and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion? Senator Eliason, the Senate will stand at ease. To order, please. The Senate will come back to order. We are in third reading to Senate CS for CS for House Bill 127 Finance. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, there is a letter of intent recommended.
Anchor of Intent for Committee Substitute for House Bill 127, Finance, be adopted.
The Majority Leader has moved the Finance Committee Letter of Intent to CS for House Bill 127. Is there any objection? The Letter of Intent has been adopted. The bill is before us for discussion. Is there any discussion? Question has been called. The question being, shall the Senate adopt the Finance Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 127? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So the Senate has adopted Senate CS for CS for House Bill 127, financed by a vote of 16 yeas, 4 absent. Mr. Majority Leader.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call on final passage of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 127, Finance, amended, be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objections, the roll call vote on final passage of Senate CS for House Bill 127, Finance, will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause. Mr. Majority Leader. All right, Mr. Majority Leader, let's, the budget bill has got hit a computer snag. It's about 15 minutes away. The conference committee report is about 15 minutes away. The Capital Budget Conference Committee is meeting, and Senator Lyson and Senator Euling should be there. So I'm going to ask the Majority Leader to recess the Senate. The Senate will stand at ease. Good evening. The Senate will come back to order, please. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move that the Senate rescind our action in passing Committee Substitute for House Bill 126, Finance, amended Senate.
A motion has been made to rescind our action on CS for House Bill 126, Finance, amended Senate. Is there any discussion? Question has been called. The question being, shall the Senate rescind on its action in passage of Committee Substitute for House Bill 126, Finance, amended Senate? Members may proceed to vote on the rescinding act motion. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. And so the Senate has rescinded in its action in adoption of CS for House Bill 126, Finance, amended Senate, and you've misspelled finance. Welcome, Senators. Nice to have you join us. Senator Halford.
Madam President, that brings the bill back before us in third reading with the motion on final passage pending. At this time, I would move and ask unanimous consent that we return Committee Substitute for House Bill 126, Finance, amended Senate, to second reading for purposes of rescinding our action and adopting Amendment Number 1.
Any objections to returning to second reading for the purpose of rescinding Amendment Number 1 to CS for House Bill 126, Finance? Hearing no objections, we are in second reading. Mr. Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the adoption of Amendment Number 1, or
rescind.
We did rescind.
Mr. Majority Leader, we are in second reading. Now I think we have to rescind the adoption of that amendment, sir.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the adoption of Amendment Number 1 be rescinded.
A motion has been made to rescind from the adoption of Amendment Number 1. Senator Hensley.
Yes, I would like to compliment the President and the staff for expediting the paperwork to the other body. I came down to try to make good on my commitment to the governor to rescind our action on in adopting my amendment, but when I got here, it was long gone. But I would prefer not to rescind on this amendment. It will create a hardship in our area, but we have a cushion for the first year, which it will help, but I will be back next year to work on that problem. Thank you, Madam President.
Further discussion on the rescinding motion. Unanimous consent has been asked for the rescinding of Amendment Number 1. Hearing no objections, Amendment Number 1 has been rescinded. Madam Secretary, that puts House Bill 126 automatically in third reading.
Yes, it does.
Would you read the bill, please, in third reading?
Committee
even though you don't have to.
Be the unamended version of the House bill.
Please
course.
Read the bill.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 126, Finance, an Act relating to the Public School Foundation Program, employer contributions to the teachers' retirement system and community school programs, and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion?
Question.
Question has been called. The question being, shall the Senate adopt committee substitute for House Bill 126, Finance? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Senator Hensley wishes to change his vote. Anyone else? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. So the Senate has adopted committee substitute for House Bill 126, Finance, by a vote of 20 yeas. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of House Committee substitute for House Bill 126, Finance, be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Hearing no objections, the final vote of committee substitute for House Bill 126, Finance, will be the final roll call vote on the effective date clause. Clauses. Now, Madam Secretary, you may transmit this house, this bill to the House. Would the Senate stand briefly at ease, please? Senator Binkley. Senate will come back to order, please. Senate will come back to order. All members have the Conference Committee report for House Bill 75 on their desks. Mr. Majority Leader, will you move the Conference Committee report?
Madam President, I move that the Senate adopt the Conference Committee report on committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 75, Finance, thus adopting Conference Committee substitute for House Bill Number 75.
Madam Secretary, may you read the bill, please?
Jan 5, 1987, Madam President, Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee with limited powers of pre-conference, which has had CSSSHB 75 Fin and Senate CS for CS for sponsor substitute for House Bill 75 Finance, appropriations for the operating and loan program expenses of state government effective date under consideration, recommends that Conference Committee substitute for House Bill Number 75, an act making appropriations for the operating and loan program expenses of state government and providing for an effective date, be adopted. Senate members, Senator Bennett, Chairman, Senators Binkley and Hensley, House members, Representative Adams, Chairman, Representatives Porchol and Rieger.
Is there any discussion? The motion has been made.
Question
has been called. The question being, shall the Senate adopt the Conference Committee version of CS for a sponsor substitute for House Bill 75, Finance? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. And so by a vote of 20 yeas, the Senate has adopted the Conference Committee report for sponsor substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 75, Finance, same title. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 75 be considered the roll call on the effective date clauses.
Hearing no objections, the roll call vote on final passage of the Conference Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill Number 75 will be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clauses. Will the Senate stand at ease, please? Senate will come back to order, please. Mr. Majority Leader, will you move us to special orders, please?
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate advance to special orders.
Hearing no objections, the Senate will advance to special order of business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation honoring the legislative lounge staff for the 1987 legislative session be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Hearing no objections, the citation honoring the legislative lounge staff is before us as a special order of business at this time. Is there any discussion? Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation be shown as sponsored by all members of the Senate.
Citation will be shown as sponsored by all members of the Senate without objection. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citation be approved.
Hearing no objections, the citation honoring the legislative lounge staff has been approved. Senate will stand at ease. To order, please. Mr. Majority Leader. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until January 11, 1988.
Hearing no objections, the Senate is adjourned until January 11, 1988. Will Senator Curtula and Senator Eliason call on the governor and tell him? Senator Binkley and Senator Ewing, will you call on the House and tell them? Senate is adjourned.